Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhani. ಹೇಳಿದೆ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತಶಿಷ್ಯವಾಯಿ ಶುಲಭ ಚರಣ ಅರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿದಾನ್ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಶುಲಭ ಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತ ಮಹಾಪುರಾಣ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಸಮಾವೇತ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರಮನಂದೆ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಯಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ
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 ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1st chapter number 16 text number 18 Dharmaha
Dharmaha
Vada
Vada
Ekena
Ekena
Charan
Charan
Vicharyam
Vicharyam
Upalabhya
Upalabhya
Gam
Gam
Prichati
Prichati
Sma
Sma
Ashruvadanam
Ashruvadanam
ವಿವತ್ಸಾಂ
ವಿವತ್ಸಾಂ
ಇವ
ಇವ
ಮಾತರಂ
ಮಾತರಂ
ಧರ್ಮ ಪದೈಕೇನ ಚರನ್
ಧರ್ಮ ಪದೈಕೇನ ಚರನ್
ವಿಚ್ಛಾಯಾಂ ಉಪಲಭ್ಯಗಾಂ
ವಿಚ್ಛಾಯಾಂ ಉಪಲಭ್ಯಗಾಂ
ಪೃಚ್ಛತಿ ಸ್ಮಾಶ್ರುವದನಾಂ
ಪೃಚ್ಛತಿ ಸ್ಮಾಶ್ರುವದನಾಂ
ವಿವತ್ಸಾಮೀವ ಮಾತರಂ
ವಿವತ್ಸಾಮೀವ ಮಾತರಂ
ಧರ್ಮ ಪದೈಕೇನ ಚರನ್
ಧರ್ಮ ಪದೈಕೇನ ಚರನ್
ವಿಚ್ಛಾಯಾಂ ಉಪಲಭ್ಯಗಾಂ
ವಿಚ್ಛಾಯಾಂ ಉಪಲಭ್ಯಗಾಂ
ಪೃಚ್ಛತಿ ಸ್ಮಾಶ್ರುವದನಾಂ
ಪೃಚ್ಛತಿ ಸ್ಮಾಶ್ರುವದನಾಂ
ವಿವತ್ಸಾಮೀವ ಮಾತರಂ
ವಿವತ್ಸಾಮೀವ ಮಾತರಂ
ಧರ್ಮ ಪದೈಕೇನ ಚರನ್
ಧರ್ಮ ಪದೈಕೇನ ಚರನ್
ವಿಚ್ಛಾಯಾಂ ಉಪಲಭ್ಯಗಾಂ
ವಿಚ್ಛಾಯಾಂ ಉಪಲಭ್ಯಗಾಂ
ಪೃಚ್ಛತಿ ಸ್ಮಾಶ್ರುವದನಾಂ
ಪೃಚ್ಛತಿ ಸ್ಮಾಶ್ರುವದನಾಂ
ವಿವತ್ಸಾಮೀವ ಮಾತರಂ
ವಿವತ್ಸಾಮೀವ ಮಾತರಂ
ಧರ್ಮ ಪದೈಕೇನ ಚರನ್
ಧರ್ಮ ಪದೈಕೇನ ಚರನ್
ವಿಚ್ಛಾಯಾಂ ಉಪಲಭ್ಯತಾಂ
ವಿಚ್ಛಾಯಾಂ ಉಪಲಭ್ಯತಾಂ
ಪೃಚ್ಛತಿ ಸ್ಮಾಶ್ರುವದನಾಂ
ಪೃಚ್ಛತಿ ಸ್ಮಾಶ್ರುವದನಾಂ
ವಿವತ್ಸಾಂ ಇವ ಮಾತರಂ
ವಿವತ್ಸಾಂ ಇವ ಮಾತರಂ
ಧರ್ಮ ಪದೈಕೇನ ಚರನ್
ಧರ್ಮ ಪದೈಕೇನ ಚರನ್
ವಿಚ್ಛಾಯಾಂ ಉಪಲಭ್ಯತಾಂ
ವಿಚ್ಛಾಯಾಂ ಉಪಲಭ್ಯತಾಂ
ಪೃಚ್ಛತಿ ಸ್ಮಾಶ್ರುವದನಾಂ
ಪೃಚ್ಛತಿ ಸ್ಮಾಶ್ರುವದನಾಂ
ತತ್ಸಾಮಿವ ಮಾತರಂ
ವಿವತ್ಸಾಮಿವ ಮಾತರಂ
ಆದರ್ಶ
ಧರ್ಮ ಪದೈಕೇನ ಚರನ್ ವಿಚಾರ್ಯಾಂ ಉಪಲಭ್ಯತಾಂ ಪೃಚ್ಛತಿ ಸ್ಮಾಶ್ರುವದನಾಂ
ವಿವತ್ಸಾಮ ಇವ ಮಾತರಂ
ಧರ್ಮ
ಧರ್ಮ
The personality of religious principles.
The personality of religious principles.
Pada.
Leg.
Ekena.
Ekena.
On one leg only.
On one leg only.
Charan.
Charan.
Wandering.
Wandering.
Vichhaya.
Vichhaya.
Overtaken by the shadow of grief.
Overtaken by the shadow of grief.
Upalabhya.
Upalabhya.
Having met.
Having met.
Gam.
Gam.
The cow.
The cow.
Prichhati.
Prichhati.
Asking.
Asking.
Sma.
Sma.
With.
With
Ashruvadana,
Ashruvadana,
with tears on her face, Vivatsam,
Vivatsam,
one who has lost her offspring,
one who has lost her offspring,
Eva,
Eva,
like Mataram,
Mataram,
the mother.
Mother.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Right.
The personality of religious principles, Dharma, was wandering about in the form of a bull And he met the personality of earth in the form of a cow, who appeared to grieve like a mother who has lost her child. So she had tears in her eyes, and the beauty of her body was lost. Thus Dharma questioned the earth as follows. The bull is the emblem of the moral principles, and the cow is the representative earth. When the bull and the cow are in joyful mood, it is to be understood that the people of the world are also in joyful mood. The reason is that the bull helps produce production of grains in the agricultural field, and the cow delivers milk, the miracle aggregate of aggregate food values. The human society therefore maintains these two important animals very carefully, so that they can wander everywhere in cheerfulness. But at the present moment in this age of Kali, both the bull and cow are being slaughtered and eaten up as foodstuff by the class of men who do not know the Brahminical culture. The bull and the cow can be protected for the good of all human society simply by spreading of Brahminical culture as the topmost perfection of all cultural affairs. By advancement of such culture, the morale of the society is properly maintained, and so peace and prosperity are also attained without extraneous efforts. When Brahminical culture deteriorates, the cow and bull are mistreated, and the resultant actions are prominent by the following symptoms. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militanyena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandigam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sadhana Raghunatham Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakamitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Dharma pad ekena charan vichhayam upalabhyagam prachati smastruvadanam vivatsami mataram. The personality of religious principles Dharma was wandering about in the form of a bull, and he met the personality of earth in the form of a cow, who appeared to grieve like a mother who had lost her child. She had tears in her eyes, and her beauty of the body was lost. Thus Dharma questioned the earth as follows. Dharma is wandering with one leg in the form of a bull. Do you think it is possible? But it can. The wandering means at least he has one leg, and he will manage to go slowly but somewhere. He himself is injured, and yet he is in a very good framework of mind to ask pertinent question to the cow. Seemingly, the sustainer or maintainer of all religious principles, She is in the form of a cow. That is the representation of the earth. Earth is performing the same functions as the cow. Earth provides the maintenance. She is not performing creation herself. She is material creative energy. But this energy is meant for sustenance. So, from time to time, creation is set and destruction is also going to follow. Meanwhile, how do we maintain is very important. Here we see the cow herself has lost the luster of the body. And she was aggrieved. We don't see that she is aggrieved by realizing that her son is right in front of him, of her, and he lost three legs. But at the same time, it is a parallel situation also going with her. The earth is similarly abused. Not only herself is being killed or slaughtered, but at the same time, even the calves are not spared. The cows are deliberately deprived of food, water, to make them anemic. Even sunlight is not given to them. So that a very tender will can come out from their body. And popo can eat a Benedict or whatever. Now the new pole is there. They are fed nothing but will. So, Dharmasya Glani is there, and she is representing Dharma on behalf of her child, because she is the sustainer, the mother kind of thing. Cow becomes the representative of Dharma. It's the same family. Prabhupada says that by maintaining the earth through the religious principles, peace and prosperity will come. So we see what a correlation is there. But yet, she cannot do without the guidance or dharmic principle. What good is the life if a person is bereft of a child? In that sense, that he cannot perform the spiritual life. It is important to understand that in grastha ashram production having a child, and especially the male child, is very important, because he can bear the dharmic principles, while the girl will be dependent and she has to follow or help as an assistant in executing the dharmic principles to the husband. So in ideal grastha life, that was meant. But at the same time, people who are retired in one grastha stage, early or later by any reason, that they are supposed to be detached and see properly that the sons also get the same inheritance to execute the dharmic principles of detachment. Dharma here, even though he lost three legs, he is detached nonetheless. He may be aggrieved, but he had to tolerate. And who is hurting? Personality of Kali is hurting the fourth leg which is remaining. Want to kill him, totally. This is Dharmasya Glani. Krishna appeared to resolve the matter which was happening through Dharmasya Glani. Tad Atmanam Surjamyam. Dharmasya Glani is still going on. And do you think he is not present to give the remedy from the glani or the despondency? He is there. What is the difference between Krishna being present himself or comes in the form of any other measure that can equally relieve the discrepancies in executing dharma? That is also dharmasya glani. In this particular age, Lord Krishna has appeared in the form of his holy name. Kali Kaler Namarupe Krishna Avatar. In Kali Yuga, this avatar of the holy name is very profound and powerful to counteract the effect of the Dharmasya Glani. Nobody has to cry. Even the cow doesn't have to cry. So we see Parikshit Maharaj is going to counteract. He is going to this particular spot by the will of the providence, and he will execute the correct form of dharma that is to be employed in this particular age of Kali. And that is refraining from four, abuses that Kali has been given permission. So we see, unless and until one gets rid of these four anarthas, the great anarthas, and they are the principle of liberation, coming out from the clutches of Kali, and that means coming out from the clutches of mode of ignorance. But if we utilize the mode of goodness to cultivate the mode of transcendence by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, the purpose of deliverance is secured. Purpose of deliverance is secured. Otherwise, people may return even after getting liberated without proper destination in the realm of transcendence, and they may return. So, the full potency Lord Krishna has invested just like himself. And not only in Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, in all the names of the Lord, all the potencies are invested. But yet, devotees want to refine the concentrated aspect on this Hare Krishna Mahamantra as the only prescription for the deliverance from the age of this hypocritical yuga called Kali. According to the Shastra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the only suggestion out of all different names which compose a mantra or a formula. So nonetheless, all other names are there, but the Lord has specifically advented in the form of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And whoever is propagating, they are also part of the incarnation. The institution is part of the incarnation. The devotees are also empowered incarnations through this potency of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So, after Lord Krishna disappeared, It is specifically said in the same canto, dharmo na krishne svadhamo pagate dharma jnana divisaha. Lord Krishna has departed to his own abode along with the principles of religion, the realization that comes through, that also has gone. Adibi means there are others too that are supplementary to execute this function of advent of Lord Krishna. They have all gone back with him to Golok Vrindavan, because that is his swadham. So, when he left, everything has gone. And Kali Yuga is going to start. Only the time factor, which is also Krishna's expansion, is present before us. But you know, Lord Krishna warned Arjuna by showing the Virat Rupa, that not only those who are present on the planet Earth, because they were avarice to Lord Krishna himself, they were antagonistic. They want to enjoy separately from Krishna. They are going to be perished without anybody left over. Seven except only five Pandavas, you will be saved. The wives were left over. But yet, what could you do? They will nonetheless will become responsible to beget Varnasankar. The principles of religion will be lost. Even though however you try, they will be lost. But after 4,500 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord himself, came. Then how come immediately Kali is taking over? He left so many instructions, yet nobody is able to surrender. This is the profound effect of Kali. People's mind, religious people's mind also started being corrupted. The very first section of the society, the Brahminical society, started, disobeying the rules and regulations and the purposes of performing yajnas. They become corrupt. Even though Kali Yuga is not the yuga for performance of other sacrifices other than congregational chanting, it is specifically prescribed. Yet, Kali was successful to corrupt. And the Lord has to make it realize that he was as if forced to come in a disguise in the form of Buddha to deny Vedic authority and kick the Vedas out. Vedic authority out. Because it was being abused. The Lord wanted to purge and let the demons in the form of so-called Brahmanas who were becoming meat-eater on the pretext of yajna, cow sacrifice and horse sacrifices. Yajna. So, you can see Dharmasya Glani was right there. Kali has entered. Kali was hurting the fourth leg. And Parikshit has already given, the shelter for Kali to reside in slaughterhouses. So you can see, this was 5,000 years back. And the activity of executing the religious principles were being challenged. And every now and then. So, Lord Buddha had to come to purge out the Vedic authority because they were not understanding and abusing. They were performing the sacrifices. They were forbidden. Gavavalambam is forbidden.
five things have been forbidden, and that is the Shastra's injunction. Somebody knows? To beget child in brother's wife is forbidden. The cow slaughter is forbidden. Even sannyas for only self and not for preaching. That has been forbidden. Then, what is the fourth one?
Horse sacrifice.
Fourth or five, I think there is also something additional. What is the fourth one? Anyway, these forbidden things, they are still ignored. Because Kali is attacked in execution of the principles of religion. So, Lord Buddha came, but these teachings of atheistic nature, in the absence of the Vedic principles, cannot be again sustained to carry on the religious principles. So, powerful incarnation of Lord Shiva comes to re-establish the principles of religion through the Vedic authority back. But he also had to compromise. You know, Kali is so powerful. Adi Shankara had to compromise with Buddha's teaching, that is atheistic nature, because people are not ready. They are not taking the instructions. They simply want to become ritualistic, or at the same time, they want to become atheistic by denying the Lord's authority through the Vedic literature. That is the corruption of Kali. That even a learned person will be missing the point of the conclusion of the Vedas. They will not be interested. Either they will turn themselves as God and make a business. It was so much corrupt influence of Kali even 2500 years back when Buddha was there. So after, that is in about 7th century, Adi Shankara appeared and trickily entered into the heart of Buddhism and established the Vedic authority back, kicked Buddhism out of India, virtually kicked out. They were there, but they will become fangless that they cannot affect. So, Adi Shankara's success has been greatly appreciated in service of Lord Krishna, but it was incomplete. It was incomplete. So Ramanuja, you know, established the Vedic authority and the means of the mantra to realize Lakshmi Narayan, that is at the level of either Paramatma level or material manifestation where the three Vishnus are participating. Even the transcendental reality is there, but they are participating. So only to a universal level, what we call Ramanuja, was successful. But not with the cosmic level of existence. That was Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya was the first one to show no compromise. No compromise. Ramanuja showed some compromise, but he did not compromise with the authority of Lord Krishna. Therefore, he was at loggerheads with Advaita Siddhanta of Shankaracharya. Lord Krishna is telling that one has to surrender to him. But Ramanuja, when establishing, or what we call re-establishing what was being followed in the end of Dwapara Yuga, was Lakshmi Narayan worship. So he established only Lakshmi Narayan worship. And still remained obscure or not putting much weight on the absolute aspect of Lord Krishna and as origin of everything, origin of even Lakshmi Narayan. He avoided that. But that was Madhvacharya who brought into the principles of Krishna consciousness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, means the Lord Himself was ready to come for giving this holy name through Hare Krishna Mahamantra, because that time was ripe. And so only about 500 years back when the Lord appeared, yet Kali was also very, very profoundly active. Nonetheless, he attracted the other pure devotees also to appear simultaneously within the same area, same era. Like say around 1400s, 50s, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the 15th century, he was also counted by them, mostly they are Mayavadis, as one of the saints of India. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was counted by them as one of the saints in India, especially North India. They did not realize the absolute representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. With the support of the Shastras, forecasted by Vyasadeva himself in so many literatures, through the mouths of different agencies, that the Lord is going to appear as Sachi Nandan, mother of Sachi, and so many references are being obtained. But this is the final blow on the Kali. For those who have some good discriminating intelligence left, it is specifically said, Yagyahi Sankirtanam Prahi Yajanti Sumedhasa. This Sankirtan movement will be appreciated and worshipped only by those who have some good brain substance left. Even though history is recorded, yet the religious people were not ready to acknowledge the fact. Kali is so corrupting and bewildering the mind of even religious people. They make religious politics. They make separation. So we can see the effect of Kali is very treacherous. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu freely gave the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Even he had to confront with so-called religious Mayavadi people. But he had profound reason and argument that nullified and turn them into devotees. So, who were antagonistic, putting impediments in establishment of Sankirtan movement, they themselves became devotees of the first rank. That is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, do you think Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was going to be, turning into devotee? Oh no. But that is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that in the form of the sannyasi, form of the renounce order, which was supposed to be forbidden in Kali Yuga, he accepted. Because Mayavadi sannyasi is coming from Sankara root, you know. They were roaming around and they were respected in the society. So he took advantage of that particular position and took sannyas from Mayavadi sampradaya. What does it make? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proved the point that total protection against the influence of age of Kali, we require two things, the Bhagavat process and Pancharatri process. The Bhagavat process is chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And Pancharatri process entails the taking very strong vows not to indulge in the places or support by any means those places where Kali has been given residence. So we are refraining from four nefarious activities induced by the age of Kali or being represented. They are representing Kali's influence so strongly that the whole world is swept into. But those who are having good intelligence will analytically, historically, with the reference, they will take up the process to remain protected from the onslaught of Kali. Otherwise, it's not going to spare anybody. Better chant and make your life successful. Otherwise, you can see how Dharma is going to exhibit his function even with three broken legs. He is walking on one leg. Can you imagine a bull walking on one leg? It will be extremely difficult, even if he is able to get up. But we see he was not able to get up when Parikshit Maharaj sees that bull is lying, the three legs are gone and Kali is hurting the fourth one. So Dharma, the bull, is spotless. So he is described as spotless white, effulgent. And yet he is being tormented by Kali. After all, one may say, this is allegory. But it is not an imaginary allegory, because this allegory, if you take the instructions given by them, then it will manifest in your life. So you are obliged to protect those who are sustaining the religious principles. They become guideline to till the field of activity. So a bull is being employed in the service of agriculture. And the cow gives milk, and everything that is giving the potential to sustain the earth. But by nature, one who is so far nourishing the offspring, any living entity is being supported by the earth for its maintenance. So she acts like mother. This is Mother Nature or Mother Earth. According to Vedic authority, there are seven mothers. Who are the seven mothers? Adav Mata, గురు పత్ని రాజపుత్రిగా తథా ధాత్రి బ్రాహ్మణ పత్రి పత్ని అండ్ ధేను రైట్ అండ్ అర్థ్. సో వెన్ వీ అండర్స్టాండ్ ది సెవెన్ మదర్స్ మస్ట్ బి రెస్పెక్టెడ్ బికాస్ దే సస్టైన్. Sustenance is the only time which is allowable to understand the religious principles and execute them before we disappear. If one has failed to do that, then he will not get the second chance to come in the same principle or same opportunity. So we have to take help of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, develop the eternal process of going back through eternal process of chanting. It is eternal. The process will make us reach to the destination and keep going. The process will not stop. It will continue what we are doing here in its purest state, of course. So we see, this is the episode. One should not take it a mere allegory. It's not a mere allegory, because it will fructify if we perform by taking the heed from the instructions given through. So we see, even dharma is hurt, we can still make our way out. The absolute truth, satya, is still there, and therefore it is available. That those who are on the path of absolute truth, they will take up chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra and will gain the full potency to go back home, back to God. This is all historical fact. It has been written, proven, but one has to be intelligent. Should not get confused by the other people selectively choosing other literature than the transcendental literature's wording. This literature, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, have been specifically churned out to get the conclusion of all the Vedic knowledge. Lord Krishna himself does. And because Lord Krishna does, those who are totally devoted to him, they do it. And nobody is independent to do anything. So we have to follow in the footsteps of the 12 great Mahajanas. They are the controllers of this earth as pure devotees, and they have executed this dharma for the sake of all of us. So we must follow in their footsteps, take the develop the understanding and execute it. So there is a beautiful conversation is there. But rest assured, even one leg, which is of absolute truth, is giving us chance to go back home, back to God. If we are in the age of four legs of dharma, then that was possible also. But there were a lot of troubles during Satya Yuga also. The Lord has appeared many times in Satya Yuga than in Kali Yuga. As far as we know, when he left, Kali Yuga started. Then came only Lord Buddha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be coming, and Kalki will be coming. Kalki has been forecasted, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been forecasted, and Lord Buddha has been forecasted, but at least two did not come in the form of the Lord. they were realized by their followers as the Lord. But they never declared that they were God. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in the form of a devotee, who is considering him to be God? But analyzing all this fact, historical facts, the traits of pure devotion and the wonderful pastimes the Lord has exhibited just 500 years, we have to examine them very scrutinizingly and cultivate a full faith, and that will give us the realm of the spirituality, which is quite equivalent to what Lord Krishna has performed himself. There is no difference between Krishna Lila and Chaitanya Lila, that way, because they are the highest demonstration of the execution of devotional principles. So thank you very much. This is the introduction to this particular chapter. It is the nature of cow or mother to get aggrieved if karmic principles are not followed or if she is being abused. So grievance is there. So what is the protection for her? Dharma. So even though Dharma has lost three legs, he is asking questions to her. Isn't it amazing? Suppose in this age of Kali, we get into, just for the glimpse also, and if we get into this Satya Yuga atmosphere, what would have become of devotees? What would have become of the devotees? Very benefited? No. Satya Yuga, where four principles are there, then devotees have no business. They will become slack. We are best in business. Prabhupada said the devotees are best in business when there is war and some disaster and other things happen. I was telling, we are not required to appear in where the marriage is taking place, but we are required after the marriage. Devotee's business is to resolve the problems of our life. The problems and entanglement in the problems. Even they were devotees, dharmic principles were there. But where does it hurt? Effect of Kali is there. So, if we do not have sincere and serious people to execute the highest aspiration of Srila Prabhupada in following the Varnasham Dharma, what is the use? It's nothing but suffrage. We have got the best guidelines, best references, best remedy than anybody. And we have to utilize the fullest advantage. What is the use of long life? Of Satya Yuga? We'll become slack. No austerities. That ever we know. Now all of a sudden we have to become austere. Because we are going to live long. No. So it is better, this age of Kali, even though it is having a lot of disqualification, but only one good qualification that counteracts all the disqualification is chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So please take this instruction very, very dear to your heart. Do not become slack in chanting. Take up the process fully, without any hesitation, and right now. Anybody has any question, comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Seems like a little bit of difference. Like in the first canto, it's saying that the one remaining need in Kali Yuga is truthfulness. But in the 12th canto, it seems like the description is a bit different. It talks about it like that the four principles of religion there in Satya Yuga, and Treta Yuga they diminish by 25%, and then drop another 25%, and then Kali another 25%. So it seems like it's a different way of talking about that deterioration.
Even logically, if you try to understand, Dharma has already lost three legs before Kali Yuga. So even in Satya Yuga, there was one leg less, isn't it? As the age starts in Satya Yuga, the leg is getting hurt. So, there was no leg. One leg was absent even in Satya Yuga. Then the second leg would be absent in Dwapara. Treta. The third leg would be in Dwapara. Because Kali is hurting the fourth leg in this age. So three legs are already gone. So how do you reconcile that?
But it sounds like the 12th canto is talking about that all the legs are being damaged and in change for 25% and things like that. So, but in the first canto it talks about like one leg is gone in one age, another leg is gone in one, but in the 12th canto it's like they're all being affected.
Naturally.
Like that it explains like there's only like 25% of mercy left, 25% of truthfulness, cleanliness, austerity.
Oh no, not like that. You think that Dharma is still having four legs and three are totally dead and only this last leg is there. It means the four, all the three legs are 25% present.
I was just thinking that's what I remember reading in the 12th canto, that in each age the legs have been deteriorated by 25%.
See, there is no austerity. There is no austerity. There is no purity.
Cleanliness.
Then satya. Then
Mercy.
Only Satya is there, little left. All right, because it has hurt. Mayavadis twisted the Satya. Impersonalists twisted the Satya. Those who are simply worshipper of demigods, they twisted the Satya. Everybody is twisting the Satya. So, because Satya of the Absolute is there, Arjun has accepted, and we are getting into it. Rest is not there. Therefore, disqualification is there. Yajna dana tapa kriya. Tapa means performing austerities to achieve what? Purity and all other principles, austerity was required. That is not there. Alright? When austerity is not there, in yajna, it became much more of a karmakanda type of thing. Karmakanda is not austere, but it requires some expertise in performance of the yajna. So, Treta Yuga was simply for the yajna. But now, in Dwapara, yajna is not there. So therefore, performance of charity was there. Right? And charity in Kali Yuga is also not there. The other day we said, how much charitable one can become on plastic money? Right. But these were all means of purification. Purification. After one is properly purified, then one enters into the holy name. Not before that. Long time austerity, because there is longevity, and longevity is there. So that was the way to pass the time. It's not directly accessible. The holy name was not accessible. That is the effect of the age is there. The time factor. But in Kali Yuga, time factor is completely downgrading, devastating. At every millennium, devastation comes. But this is going for Brahma's end of the day means. It's going to be heavy, heavy repercussions in the devastation. The soul is experience of such devastations many, many times. But yet it doesn't want to go back home back to Godhead. So this purificatory means are there, and they are absent. So corollary to this four processes, yajna, dana, tapa, kriya, they are purifying. But they were meritorious to purify within those ages only. So, if you say, oh, there are 25% still left, but then why this chanting of the holy name became more prominent? So the idea is that when you see the picture of Dharma, doesn't have three legs, right? It doesn't have three legs. It's not an imagination, but it is verbatim. Now, how would you represent 25% left? You would have a different picture altogether. Actual Dharma has been projita in Kali Yuga. And Kaitava Dharma has taken over. Therefore, Kaitava Dharma has to be kicked out in Srimad Bhagavatam. It arised after disappearance of Lord Krishna. Bhagavatam has been recompiled by. Bhagavatam was there, but not in the form of a separate literature. Bhagavad Dharma has been there. Like Chatushkoti Bhagavatam was existing prior to written Bhagavatam. Right? So, we need to expand only on that aspect. And cheating religions have to be kicked out. Cheating religions are filled with three modes of material nature. They do not help us to go back home, back to Godhead. Because three modes of material nature intervene everywhere. That is the Maya's influence. Then time as Kali is the consort. Kali's consort is Maya. They are both working together, right? Maya means it is our own. Then again the time influence. Maya, we are covered in Maya. The body is nothing but mic. The time influence is of Kali. So Kali and our own Maya is acting against us. And the remedy is to come out by the influence of the holy name.
All right, this truthfulness that is remaining now in Kali Yuga, and it is said that the gambling is deteriorating that truthfulness. That's why we should remain away from gambling. But the modern day gambling, which is like lottery, just by buying lottery, how that truthfulness is going? Where are we saying some?
Promoting cheating process is what? Gambling. You go and see how casinos are working. What is their scheme? There are a lot of movies exposing some cheating processes in the big casino. Casino Royale, this 007 movie is there. Huh? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I was in East Africa, and where we were living, and there was a big community, and there were no amenities because it's in a sugar estate. So there was for social function there was a hall, and sometimes they bring the movie. So somehow or other, everybody was going, and we went. Right? To see this Casino Royale. When we returned, somebody entered the house and took away all the things. We didn't have a place to sleep. So, that is the influence of cheating. Stealing is cheating. It's a long time back. But did I remember the cheating thing? This world is of cheaters and cheated, both of them. But Krishna and the transcendental teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam is telling, don't get cheated, come out, Ayurvarti, Ayurharti, Vaipunsam. The day begins, and as soon as the night appears, the lifespan is decreasing. Ayu, Harati, Vaipunsam. Right? That is cheating. So, the time, we see how Krishna is acting in the time factor and does not allow us to leave. Rather, he starts decreasing our lifespan. We are being given allotted time, and we have to make the best use of this bed bargain. Your doctor is not going to save you, give you 4 more years. So, naktam yastam vyavayacha. Moreover, we utilize the naktam means the night in sense gratification. There also take out the vital force of our life, very expensive. It's a loss in sense gratification. So Sukadeva Goswami is telling, is the very bad bargain we are entering into in a limited time. When something is not working and you have been given allotted time. Sometimes we see on the computer also, when I move from one place to another and I'll try to utilize somebody else's password for the internet, and it will not come, so it says time has run out. You know, your time ran out, so you can try again. This is what happens, why we are ending up trying again, life after life, because time is running out. It does not get complete. So, better in whatever allotted time there is, the time allotted to us is a bad bargain, because it's not according to Satya Yuga, not to Dwapar or Treta. This is Kali. It's a very bad bargain. But how do you make the best use of bad bargain? chant Hare Krishna. That is the best use. You have better use. Opening another restaurant?
Thank you for the wonderful explanation. I'm just trying to understand the logic, not the logic, but the reason behind. Even in the time of Lord Krishna's appearance in Lord Ram's, prostitution, we know it is not a nice trade, but it was allowed. And the reason it was given was that if they are lusty men, and if their desires are on both sides, and if their desires are not met, then the community can be, the chaste woman can be in danger as well. So prostitution was allowed just because of some lusty men in there. So when it comes to gambling, cheating is there, but if legally it is not allowed, then illegally it will go, and that will even make things worse.
No. If you become benevolent more and more, then Kali will grab everything. He is supposed to enter slowly, but he was exhibiting nonetheless very heavy influence in front of Parikshit Maharaj. Right? Now, if you are for Kali, then you will say, yes, it should be allowed. If you want to get out from this material world, then it's none of your business to propose that it should be allowed. I mean, why do we become a silent partner in approving the one which is not beneficiary? So such opinions, they are not logical in the life of devotees. Rather, we should refrain into understand through tarka the transcendental nature of the Lord, and His desire is that every soul, part and parcel of Him is dear, and He should come back to Him. You know, not that, oh, we can give you an extension of some life and that is logical. No. Whatever the reason, these four regulative principles, they are meant for liberation. Do you think, oh, you have to become a little benevolent because it has become harder and harder when the age advances, so people cannot follow? No. People can follow if they want to follow. After all, the only solution is of holy name, but it can never be showed in the throat of somebody by hook or crook. No. Nobody can show that. It is a voluntary thing. The Lord Krishna Himself never forces Arjuna to accept His advice. We never see in the entire Bhagavad Gita that Krishna has pressurized Arjuna. He showed pros and cons. One has to understand. That liberty every individual has. You can bring horse to the water, but you can't force him to drink water. However, you may beat him up, he will never get it. So, when we see that individual relation with Lord Krishna cannot be forced upon, so neither they become relaxed and make, you know, or you can chant one round Prabhu, that's get initiated anyway. No. That bearing is not there. Principles cannot be changed. There may be ways and means to increase the details so it becomes easy, but keeping the principles intact. Everybody is not voluntarily going back home, back to Godhead. Then why do we have to indulge into the sociology of the prostitution, and it was allowed then and it should be allowed now, so people can visit any time. Even the devotees can also take advantage of that. Oh my God! Then where is the devotional life is going to? Similarly for gambling. We heard a story from a disciple of mine. He is in a insurance business, alright? So he is on a, what you call, millionaire table circle, and they are being given promotions and going to different places of the world. They get free ticket, husband and wife. So he happened to go in last May to Las Vegas, you know, the gambling capital of the world. He did not have any prior idea was what Las Vegas means, you know. And he was in a hotel, and he said, "Oh my God, where am I? The sense gratification is such at height." Then he remembered Krishna. He said, "The glamour of Kali is there." He said, "Krishna saved you." He said, "I didn't like the place, but I didn't know." I said, "Curiosity even can kill the cat. So better way, oh, watch out." You could have asked somebody where you are going and not. It says all the four principles were being broken there. Right in front of you, everything is nothing but nasty world of Kali. This is the influence of holy name that it makes you think twice whether to play around with the principles, even for sake of somebody or a better society. Nothing is going to be better society in this age of Kali. Is a destructing age. Devotees refrain from it, means refrain from thinking for others also and making ways in the, no, they should refrain. It's not our job or principle to make adjustments in those four principles and produce lesser, lighter observers. No. No means no. You never know. After 10,000 somebody may say that at that time the holy name will be also disappearing. Even however one may chant, it may not become that effective. Because it is not coming in the purview of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya for this 10,000 years. There will be rare a person would be doing the holy name so fervently. Very rare. Or such benevolent devotees may hang around. Krishna told Uddhav to hang around after his disappearance. Why? So he will become more compassionate on the fallen conditions of people in the age of Kali. Do you think they are going to be elevated? No. Who can be elevated? The remedy is given. We are interested in the remedy because we know we are fallen. We have admitted, you know, that we have this disease. So better, we should take the remedy ourselves. It's not that we are free from the fear of falling down, getting a relapse. So we don't have to indulge in those topics of socio-political adjustment. We are not meant for that. Similarly, and the administrators who are Krishna conscious, they are not supposed to make undue adjustments. They change the standard of Srila Prabhupada, remember? Undue adjustments. Prabhupada's instructions are very simple, but people have understood differently and taken disadvantage of it also. We should not think of anything else other than what process he has given. We'll be safe. Well, that is a risky business. Those who are well confident on Srila Prabhupada, they may take some calculated risk, but then they have to withdraw. There won't be any tangible success with a modified way of Krishna consciousness or a disguised way of Krishna consciousness through some sub-religious principles and its application. People use different ways to attract. Gradually they can come to Krishna. But Baba Yoga is also there, everything is there. But Prabhupada says, just preach as I am preaching without any guide. Those who are fortunate, so those who have done previous Agyat Sukruti, they will take it. Isn't it? We should have firm faith in this most simple process that Srila Prabhupada has given. And just carry on. Meanwhile, we tolerate. To perform Prabhupada's desire is, it is verbatim, it's a big austerity. It's a big austerity. It's a big yajna. Because there are so many different opinions people interject. And they keep on quibbling. We have to preach and refrain from becoming politically correct or this correct. It's a waste of time. Waste of time. We have to simply see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement progresses, advances by number. It depends upon how simplified process that Prabhupada gave. We are following as it is. Simply we are supposed to execute that order. Any other discussion?
There is this concentrate in Las Piras Israel, Maharaj.
There
is this concentrate in Las Piras Israel, a small concentrate. So there is some hope there.
Yes, these devotees are living in a hellish condition, but they are, you know, very determined. And evidently my disciple said, Maharaj, we found the center. It was pretty near on a walking distance where we were staying in a big hotel. I said, oh, what can I do? I don't think I'm going to have a second chance to go again. I said, don't go. You better associate with the devotees here. Not in Las Vegas. Don't go to Las Vegas to just associate with the devotees there. They are brave people. All right, Jagat Goswami Prabhupada.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.